Chapter 1, Inside the Gates. God in His infinite mercy and grace permitted me to go to that beautiful place called heaven. Let me start at the beginning. One night, the Lord appeared to me and told me I was chosen for a special assignment. I submitted myself to God completely, and astonishing things began to happen. For days after I was taken by the Lord into hell, I was very grieved in my heart. On the 31st night after these events began, at 2 o'clock in the morning, a mighty angel stood beside my bed. Jesus Christ was standing behind the angel. The mighty messenger of God said, "God has given me a special mission. I am sent here to take you to heaven and show you parts of it." At once, I was supernaturally transported from my home and found myself standing outside one of the gates of heaven. The overwhelming beauty of what I saw around me was breathtaking. The clothing the heavenly being wore looked like a brilliant garment of light. The angel had triangular-shaped wings that glistened with the colors of the rainbow. The next thing I knew, the angel repeated an exclamation I would hear many times, "Behold the glory of God!" The angel accompanied me, moved over to speak to the two guarding the gate. One of them went inside the gate and returned almost immediately with a small volume. The book had a gold cover, and the printing inside was also in gold. It seemed to be a book about my life's history. My name was stamped on the cover, Mary Catherine Baxter. A smile of approval came over the angel's faces. "She may come inside the gate." My guiding angel escorted me through the magnificent gate and into heaven. Suddenly, music filled the whole atmosphere. It was all around me. It seemed to penetrate my very being. Wave after powerful wave of beautiful music and singing surged across the landscape and seemed to envelop everything and everyone. When I stepped inside the city, amazement again took my breath. The landscape of that incomparable city was beyond description. Surrounding me were the most beautiful, colorful flowers I'd ever seen. There was unbelievable greenery and vegetation everywhere. Even the blooms of the flowers seemed to be alive to the music and singing. I saw some of the exuberant citizens of heaven, and they were all dressed in robes. The happiness and joy that beamed from their faces was beyond compare. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Since we, as children of God, have been transformed and made new by the miracle of regeneration, and since we are now new creations in Christ, it is a joy to know that the place where we will spend eternity is prepared by the Savior who saved us. Heaven is a perfect place. Nothing will ever mar any part of that heavenly abode. There will never be anything allowed to enter heaven to defile it or spoil it. Heaven is beyond the reach of sin and sinners of every kind and description. Satan will be forever barred from that heavenly place. The demons cannot enter heaven. The fallen angels who rebelled against God cannot return. Nothing will be lacking in heaven. Its glories, its beauties, its wonders are beyond human powers of description. The splendor of that beautiful place is wondrous to behold. The combined brilliance of the light of the Son of God reflecting on the walls of jasper, the gates of pearl, mansions unnumbered, and the beautiful river of life create a scene no artist could adequately depict. I saw entire families together. Everybody was happy, going somewhere, doing something, smiling. They were constantly busy. They spent their time praising and magnifying God. The atmosphere of music was the dominant mood. Eternity will not be spent in leisure and laziness. Our time will be occupied in service to God. Just what the nature of the service will be, we cannot say, but there can be no doubt that His people will serve Him. I could see diamonds glittering, glistening, exquisite diamonds, diamonds everywhere. Some were as large as blocks of concrete. Some of these diamonds seemed to be for the mansions of those who were soul winners on earth. At one point, I was taken to a particular place. The angel said, God wants me to show you the room of tears. I know many of you have cried. You felt like all hope was gone. You grieved over your lost loved ones. I want to tell you that God showed me a room of tears. It was so beautiful. The angel took me to a grand entranceway that had no door. I could see the room itself wasn't large, but the holiness and power radiating from it amazed me. Lined with crystal shelves, the inside walls glowed with light. On the shelves were many bottles. Under each sparkling cluster of glass-like bottles was a plaque with a name on it. Inside the room, I saw a man who appeared to have been glorified. His deep purple robe was very beautiful and looked like velvet. At this point, the man in the room said to me, Come and see. I want to show you this room and explain to you about the tears. This is only one of many rooms like it. I'm in charge of this room. As he talked, a large angel came through the entranceway. The angel held a small bowl in his hands. The golden bowl was filled with a liquid. The man in the room told me, He has just brought me a bowl of tears from the earth. I want you to see what we do with this. The angel handed him the bowl and a piece of paper. The note held the name of the person whose tears were in the bowl. The man in the room read the note and then went over to one of the places where the bottles were kept. He read the plaque under the bottle. It matched the person from Earth whose name was in the note. The man picked up the bottle that was nearly full and brought it over to the bowl. He poured the tears from the golden bowl into the bottle. I want to show you what we do here, the man said. Tell the people on Earth about this. Then he took the bottle over to the table, picked up one of the books and opened it, and said, Look, the pages in the book were completely blank. These are the tears from the saints of God on earth as they cry to God. See what happens. Then the man poured a drop from the bottle, one little teardrop on the first page of the book. When he did, words began to appear immediately. Beautiful words, elegantly handwritten, started appearing on the page. Each time a tear fell on a page, a whole page of writing appeared. He closed the book and spoke. The most perfect prayers are those that are bathed in tears that come from the hearts and souls of men and women on earth. Then the angel with the rainbow wings said to me, Come and see the glory of God. Immediately we were transported to a huge place with thousands and thousands of people and heavenly beings. Oh, it was beautiful. The angelic messenger took me over to the throne of God. Suddenly, I saw a book lying on the huge altar in front of God's throne. I saw angels bowing before him. Standing in awe, I watched this scene, and I saw what looked like a man's hand come out from the cloud and open the book. Somehow, I knew it was the hand of God that opened the book. Amazed, I saw what looked like smoke ascending from the book. The most beautiful perfume I'd ever smelled filled the whole area where I stood. The angel told me that this book contains the prayers of the saints and that God was sending his angels to the earth to answer the prayers from the cries of their hearts. Everybody was praising and magnifying God. As God opened up the book, pages began to come out of the volumes and fly into the hands of angels on horses. I could hear his voice, like the voice of loud thunder, shouting and saying, Go, answer her prayers. Go, answer his prayers.